Hola, readers. Hope you're reading good. Welcome to the Bookish Trip podcast, episode number 23rd of Chit Chat with the Author series. Today, we have the author of the book, I Am the Moon. That is an anthology of free verse and prose that reflects the different phases of life. In verse, like inspired by her personal experiences, Sneha tells how a woman feels in the different phases of her life, including nursing a broken heart, knowing what love actually is, how important is healing to life, and moving from somehow surviving to life, to live a more content and purposeful life. To be very frank, when I read this book, there were many lines or what we can say, verses that I got connected to. And like, basically, I'm a rapper. So being a rapper, I you know, these things really fascinates me. And that's how it is. And thankfully, we have the author of that book here. So without any further ado, I welcome Sneha Mishra.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me here.
Sneha, could you please tell us about yourself to all the listeners out there?
Okay. So I, as you know, I'm based in Bangalore. So I am an IT professional by day and writer by night. Okay. And
I'm not able to hear you again, the same problem. Are you getting my voice? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, again your voice was lost.
Oh, I think when the screen gets locked, my voice gets you, but I was able to hear you.
Okay, I think कोई बात नहीं, कोई इशू नहीं है. आप सेटिंग्स में जाके सिर्फ स्क्रीन ऑन रख सकते हैं क्या? मुझे लगता है क्योंकि ऐसा फर्स्ट टाइम हो रहा है, ऐसा कुछ होता है नहीं.
हाँ, लाइक व्हेन आई जॉइन एंड देन व्हेन आई कीप माय फोन एंड द स्क्रीन गेट्स लॉक्ड, यू आर नॉट एबल टू हियर मी.
या एग्जैक्ट,
व्हाट डू वी डू? Again, it went off. Okay. No, I was asking, can I join in the anchor? I'm in the open the app and join this.
I didn't get.
Will it not work?
You want me to send me a different link or what?
No, not different link. If I open the same link in the app, will it work differently?
I don't think so. Like, abhi jaise hai waise hi chalne dete. आप चालू करो द पार्ट ऑफ योर इंट्रोडक्शन, बिकॉज आई हैव ऑलरेडी इंट्रोड्यूस्ड यू ट्वाइस, सो यू कैन स्टार्ट लाइक जॉइन हो गए ना, यू कैन स्पीक अबाउट योरसेल्फ एंड देन वी कैन कंटिन्यू.
अच्छा, ओके ओके, या. सो या, थैंक यू सो मच, थैंक्स फॉर हैविंग मी हियर, एंड thanks a lot for your time. About myself,
okay, so are you getting my voice? Are you there? Yes, could you please tell us about yourself?
Yes, so I'm basically from, I was born in MP, in a village, and I studied there. I was raised over there. Okay, and then I completed my studies and failed over there a number of times. And then I decided to move to Bangalore for a job, like every second person would think about it. And I came to Bangalore in 2006. Then I got a job, and now I'm settled here. I have a daughter, and I live with my family here. And then parallelly, I started writing. So I was writing from the very beginning, like from my childhood. So writing was used to be my best friend in my in my studying time, or whenever I feel like sharing with something or with somebody, I used to write. I was always drawn to this pen and paper, and it is very attractive to me. So I can say writing is my medicine, my therapy, my friend, my companion, and it's like about me, it is me. So it is so much so that even though writing is so very close to me, I never thought of becoming an author. Maine sapne mein bhi nahi socha tha ki meri kabhi book hogi jisme author name mein mera naam kahin hoga. I never thought about it. But yes, jaise ki hota hai ki haan sahi time pe sahi cheez milti hai. So yes, mera time bhi aaya, and then I started compiling my thoughts. Whatever I wrote down, I started compiling it, and then mujhe laga ki haan ise main I need to share this with like-minded people, or people who have felt the way I did, people who have gone through the struggles, the hardships of life, you know, the way I have done. There must be people like me from the from small places who dream big, who cannot do anything, and there are many who have done as well. So why not share my thoughts with everyone? And then I thought book is the best idea to share what we want to speak, or what is there inside us. It is the best idea to share with the people around. And then I started doing it, and finally it is out there. So this book is, And the Moon is my fifth book. And previous to And the Moon, I've written three books in English and two books in Hindi. All of them are anthology free writing. And that's it.
I think the genre that you have picked nowadays, when we see fictional love stories, a lot of genres exist. But when I saw your book, when I read your book, it was different. And now I came to know that you have written four books as well with the same genre. Don't you feel like are you going to explore more in this genre only, or you'll explore more in the future?
Yes, so when I write, I don't think about the genre, the style, the rhythm, the I just note it down. I just pour my emotions on paper. I just go with the flow. So so it's very natural that my writing is not a fictional writing. I don't write any fictional love story. This genre is very close to me, close to my heart. I basically write what I feel, and it's nothing but sharing my feelings. So yes, that connects with me, and I connect with it. So I am going ahead with the same genre, and I don't know what world called it. And I'm okay with that, whatever they want to call or they want to categorize it. But as an author, when the author picks up the paint, they don't think about which category my book is going to be, and who's going to like and who's not going to like. So
you shared that you are into this IT field, and IT yes. field is very different from this world of writing. So how you manage
North and South Pole.
So how you manage these both worlds?
That's what I am. IT professional by day and writer by night. So the writer me, writer in me wakes up in the night. Yeah. When I get the quiet time and when I get this urge to express myself, I pick up the pen and basically I start writing. And then I think about it later in the form of book, how it should look like, or compiling it, or whatever form I should give, or the flow I should give. That comes later. But first, the flow of the emotions. I basically I just write it down. Some are freestyle, some are poetry, some are verses, some are prose. So it is mix of everything.
Okay.
But my topics in my book are related to lifestyle, the thing we go through, we experience, we learn, and yeah, it's all about what we face day in, day out.
Perfect. Like being an author, I have highlighted few of the writings of yours, and when I read the book, it's more like, you get that healing inside when you write as a writer. Like, you get good sleep when you write and then sleep. And I think when I read this line in the very, 15th page of this book, it's written like, what is the use of writing when nothing will change? And this is like, very nice. Like, I get the whole reference. It is about, like, the title is She. And, of course, there's this big poem. But the very first line picked me. So, tell us about it.
Yes. This question is there in my mind, like, almost every day. I'm writing to, matlab, apna dil halka karne ke liye, hum likh to lete hain, lekin agli subah utke hum sochte hain, fir wahin khade hain. तो हमने किया ही क्या? What did I do by writing? Did I change anything? No. So this question is almost there throughout my life. What am I going to achieve by writing this? Am I going to solve this problem? What am I going to do this? ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा ये बात मैं किसी और को बता दूँगी लिखने से. उससे आगे क्या होगा?
True.
So this is the answer and this is the question.
Wow. You have also mentioned that your soul is deep as the sea. You have a sky inside you. You are made of pains. You are made of veins. But you refuse to look within and realize it.
Yeah. Correct. So
again, yeah.
Yeah. Nowadays, we have everything in our hand. We can hold a mobile and we can do anything we want. We can know anything in the world. London mein kya ho raha, US mein kya ho raha, sab pata chalta hai. Bas hamare andar kya ho raha, wo hum nahi jaan paate. What we really feel and what we show to the world, it's two different things. And with this technology nowadays, we are living two-faced life. We are inside somebody else and we show the world that, no, this is not me. I am something else. I'm crying inside, but I would like, I would not like the world to know that I'm crying inside, because I feel insecure. I don't feel safe. That I think that, what will world think about me? Is this girl crying? Is she weak? Is she not independent? She's not able to take care of herself. That's the... there are so many questions. First of all, you are not in a position to face the world, and then you have to cross the barriers of question that, how do you express yourself? How do you present yourself to the world?
So
these are the questions. And as a woman, you face, I think, more questions than men in the society, in the work, in the house, or anywhere. Anywhere in the life, that's what I feel. So that's how this line had come up, that we have a lot inside us, more than the sea. We have a sea of emotions inside us. But how do we express? How do we live with it? How do we carry that in our life? And how do we remain ourselves? We can be anything, but can we be ourselves? Is that so simple in this world, in this new time nowadays? It is not, at least not for me, being in technical job, at
Yeah.
least not for me. I have faced many difficulties to being and retain me as a person, as an individual. Yeah. So that's how it has come up. And I feel that I'm still not 100% reached to that level that I can present myself as I am to the world. But yeah, I'm still learning and I'm teaching myself and I'm learning from my past experiences and I'm going ahead step by step and I am at least trying that, okay, if out of 10 situations, if I can be myself in two scenarios or three scenarios, that's a great thing for me.
Wow. Now my favorite point, like I couldn't just relate more, and you have written like there comes a point in every relation when we feel sense of irritation, not because it's breaking us apart, but simply because there's nothing new in it. So yes, like we are seeing this nowadays, and I think we are seeing this since so long, but again, what's the solution of it?
Yeah, so solution is within. So after I also have a number of relationships, a number of failed relationships, I should say. Okay, and yeah, so we don't learn unless we fail. Failure is learning, okay? There is no success without failure. That's what I have learned. So in relationship nowadays, we get into relationship just because we feel lonely. We feel that we are not enough for ourselves and then we find somebody else that, okay, I should be with this guy or that girl. And when I am into relationship, my problem is going to solve. But in reality, that's not the scenario. My problems are dependent on me. I am supposed to solve my problem, not the other person who's coming into my life is supposed to solve my problems. But the perception we had in mind and the social media, the newspaper, the movies these days, it's projected as if you are alone, if you're not in a relationship, you're good for nothing. And when you are in a relationship, you are supposed to show up to the world that, okay, I'm engaged, I'm in love with this person, and I am into this relationship with so and so. And my life is rosy. I am living a rosy life. I have no issues at all. But that's not reality. We are running away from our problems. And we reach to a point in relationship where we have, we have lived with the other person. We have come to a saturation. And then we feel that, okay, my problems are still there. I am in this relation for a year or 2 years, but I am still getting irritated. I am at the same place where I was. So what good is going to do with me? And then when we start realizing, we start getting in it. And we find there's nothing new in it. What is new in it? It is not helping me at all. And by the time we realize it, we start maintaining a distance. And then we ending up breaking up with that person. So, ye hota hi hai. Ye sab jagah hota hai. Unless hum apni jab tak responsibility nahi lete, hum hamesha ye sochte hain ki hum kisi ke saath honge aur usse hamari problem solve ho jayegi. So, unless we change this mentality, our problems are not going to be solved.
Wow. Do you think that realization is like winning already? Like once you realize the things, like as you said that you realize the things that's happened to you, even the failures. So it's like winning only.
It's not winning. It's a first step towards that. At least I've taken a first step by realizing. To solve the problem, at least I have to accept that I have a problem. If I run away from the problem, I'm not going to solve it. So accepting is the first step. Realizing that what I have and what I don't have, both are equally important. Kabhi bhi ye nahi hota hai ki mere paas ye hai, wo nahi hai. So jo nahi hai, main usi ko lekar ke dukhi ho jaun. That's not the case. So I should take it both ways, right? Life is not a one-sided coin. We don't toss and live the life. So what I have and what I don't have, I have to accept it wholeheartedly. Everything about me, and it takes time. it will not happen overnight or in one experience. It takes time. So that's why I say life is a journey. We have to move ahead. We have to accept what comes on our way and move on with it.
Yeah. As a writer, as you have written 5 books, I think you are the right person to, like, if I'll ask this question to you. I feel that, I've written, 2 books and I'm a rapper, So I just sometimes feel that writers are, it is a very controversial line, but still I want to ask you out that. Writers are cursed with this emotions, though they have a lot of things to express it through their art, through their writings. They can write it and then they can sleep. Of course, these are the things that we have the superpowers in it. But again, we are sometimes so filled with emotions that sometimes, not every time, it is very negative and it really, is really bad.
You can say bad, yeah. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. But you said we are cursed. I said I would rephrase it. I would say we are the suffered people. We suffer a lot.
Yeah. So, exactly.
Yes. So if I write a page, I would have suffered 10 days. So that's behind it. So
I just wonder,
suffering is equal to writing, and more suffering is equal to more writing.
So that's a good thing, I guess.
You can say good thing, yeah.
I think nowadays we don't see much writings about pain. Of course, that I'm not talking about that aajkal ki story mein jo Instagram ki jo dard hota hai with some Arjit Singh songs. I'm talking about the real writing about the pain that is missing nowadays. Everything is happy out there, everything is so cheerful and stuff, but nothing is much written about pain in these 1 or 2 years. So do you feel that we need to even express the pain as well in an art form?
Pain is part of life. There can be no life without pain. We cannot have all goody-goody life, or a life where everything is fine. We are always smiling, going with friends, watching movie. It cannot be like that. That's not the practical scenario. So, jo hamare life ka hissa hai, usse hame batane mein problem kya hai? Just because somebody else is not able to understand what you're going through, that doesn't mean that you should hide it, is what my understanding is. If I am sick, I'm not able to work, or I'm not able to feel. Yeah, there is a situation called unable to feel. We are depressed, we are sad, we are in pain, we broke up, or a number of things happens, the bad things happens. Especially in past 2 years, we have gone through a lot. Everybody's life is changed and impacted, and still we are facing the difficulty of moving ahead with the changing times. So yes, pain is part of the life. We cannot live without the pain. So what's the harm or what's the shame in showing it or sharing it? I think we should have more understanding, more people, and to hear and to share. And more voices to go around the world that, okay, I have this problem, I want to share with you. So people are there to help. But the most difficult thing is the thing that I need your help. We are unable to call for help. If we have so many people who can help, but from us, from inside, we are stopping ourselves to ask for help. We are stopping ourselves to show our pain or our difficulty. We don't want to show this to the world. We think that the world will think we are weak. We are of no good. This mentality is just engraved in us. Our upbringing, our society have this. It is just written in our blood that, no, you should not do this. If you're crying, go in the room, lock the room and cry. You should not cry in front of everyone. That's the thing we have, we have seen when we were born and when we were raised. That's the kind of mentality is there within us. That stops us at some other point of time, it stops us from showing our pain. But yeah, slowly, as a new generation, it is our responsibility to change it, and we should at least try for that.
I think writers like you can write on anything, and I'm telling you based on the things that I have read, like you have almost mentioned everything. And when you think, like, say for example, even if there's a mirror just beside you, you can write a whole page about it. So when you write, what's your thoughts process like? Do you really plan to write, or it just come naturally? Can you please tell us more about your writing process?
Yeah, so there is no plan or there's no writing goal for me. I write when I feel like writing or when I have the opportunity to write, apart from my daughter and other things. So whenever I get the time to write, I do write, or sometimes I just type it on my phone and try to make a note of the things so that I don't forget it. Yeah, but maintaining a goal or keeping myself in a rules or in a writing window, that's something that suffocates me. So I don't follow any particular rule or timetable or anything of that sort. I just go naturally whenever I have the urge to express. So I write it down.
Is there any topic that you fear of writing, or like you can't ever write about it? Like emotionally, if you're connected to something so close that you can't just write about it.
Love is the topic, which is good and bad both for me. So I also fear thinking about it. And more than the love, I fear of losing it. So yeah, even before getting the love, start writing about it. I fear that I abhi main ye pyar ka likhungi to baad mein fir dukh hoga. So better I don't write it. Yeah. So yes, half of me want to write and half of me don't want to write. So I am in that kind of situation, very specific to this topic. But I took some courage and wrote few things in my book. Yeah,
and even with same goes with your like daughter as well. Like you are so much of connected with her, like
right, yeah. So these are the topics that when we are connected, like जब हम बहुत ज़्यादा किसी चीज़ से connect हो जाते हैं तो उतना ही ज़्यादा हमें उसको खोने का भी डर आ जाता है. That is very natural. तो एक तरफ तो पहले तो मुझे ये अपने आप को यकीन दिलाने में डर होता है कि हाँ, I am in love, I have this thing, I'm really connected to this thing or this person, because I have fear that when I say this, I am gonna lose it. So more than the happiness, I have the fear that pulls me back.
True, and ये भी होता है ना कि like क्या आप justify कर पाओगे?
Huh. Will I be able to justify? And I'll be the one who's gonna take the blame. So
yeah.
Who is responsible for that? Who is gonna justify that? Getting into love or relations or getting connected to anything, I would say any person or anything is very easy, but maintaining that is difficult. And what if I'm not able to do that? What if I'm not able to match up to that? I just end up breaking it, and we just part our ways. Then what am I going to do without that? I have not planned. Because we dream about love, not about breakup. So we don't know. We don't imagine that. We are not prepared for that. We don't even think about it, that how our life is going to be, how I'm going to react to it. I have no idea. And yes, as I said, more than the happiness, I have the fear of getting into love, because I know that when the love is not there, I am not prepared. How will I live? So that always pulls me back, and yes, pulls towards it to write and pulls me back to not to write.
Don't you feel that breakup, like when we go to that phase of, you know, when there is this person in our life that और एकदम से लाइक वो चला गया, देन वही फेज में वी राइट वेरी गुड. पता नहीं है, मुझे ऐसा फील होता है कैसा है, लाइक वी राइट सो गुड, हम एक दिन में इतनी अच्छी चीज लिख देते हैं,
and naturally like
that happens. Yeah. Yes. So without you feel, जब तक हम feel नहीं करेंगे तो नहीं लिख पाएंगे. तो yes, you have to be in it. And unless you are completely into it, those words and those feelings will not come out of you.
Yeah. And again, it benefits yeah. like वो एक art form में ही जा रहा है ना.
Right. But we have to be very careful at that point of time कि हम उस energy को उस state को कैसे use करते हैं. If we can use it for our good, it is good. But if we harm ourselves, that's we should never think about it.
Yes. Can you please tell us about now yourself? Like, जब आपने कहा कि you came from MP. And it was very tough for you initially. So how you came to this world of literature? And could you please tell us about your readings? What you used to read? Or how was your life before?
Yeah, so हम बहुत इतने छोटे प्लेस में रहते थे कि जहाँ हमें सपने में भी सपने देखने की आजादी नहीं होती थी. We were like that we are not supposed, girls are not supposed to dream, we are not supposed to have any ambition in our life, and we are supposed to follow the norms set for the, by the society, by our elders, by the men of the house. So I have been raised in that kind of family ki jahan aapko jo bola jaye wo karna hai, apna dimag nahi lagana hai aur dil to bilkul bhi nahi lagana hai, uska to bhul hi jao. Ha. Yes, so it so happened that I was so day in and day out. When you live in that kind of environment, you try to accommodate to it, you try to adjust to that, you try to mend your feelings to suit to that environment. You are not really feeling that, but yeah, mujhe yahan rehna hai to mujhe aise banna hoga ya mujhe ye karna hoga. Just because I have to live in this kind of environment, I have to behave like this in a particular manner, what was told to me. And there were things that you should do, you should not do, you should go here, not there, you should read this, not that. So in everything, in literally everything, in 24 hours, there was a thing, do's and don'ts set for the women over there, like any other small town in India. So it was mere liye bhi kuch different nahi tha. But yes, at one point of time, I decided that it is too much for me. I'm not able to take it. And I have spent like my 20, 25 years of my life pretending to be somebody else. And then I questioned myself that how long am I going to do this? And will I be doing this for the rest of my life? मतलब पढ़ाई के बाद आपकी शादी होके आपको चले जाना है, and then you start pretending some other life. And then you have a child, you start pretending some other life. So, main is pe full stop kab lagane wali hun? So, this question used to haunt me literally like day in and day night, that I am not going to live this kind of life, which is not actually mine. I've already lost my 20, 25 years of life, which I could have used or which I could have lived the way I wanted to live. But but the time has gone. So, I decided to learn from it. I decided to take one step at least a time and educate myself. I decided that I don't want to become like my mom. My mom has given her entire life to this family, and I am not that kind of person. I cannot do that. So let me not pretend to be like others, like other women in the family, okay? Like always sacrificing, always putting your lives before others. No, I can't do that. Yes, I have the respect for the culture or society, but that doesn't mean sacrificing myself day in and day out. I was not ready to do that. And then I thought education is the best way to start. So I started educating. I finished my graduation, then post-graduation. I've done MCA in MP. And because I felt that education is a tool. It can empower your thinking. It can help you to structure your thoughts. It can help you move forward. So that's the best thing I did for myself, even though there was a lot of struggle, but I did not give up. I finished my post-graduation and then I came to Bangalore. So, उस समय काफी होता ना कि आप बैंगलोर चले जाइए, आपका सब हो जाएगा, आपकी जॉब लग जाएगी, and then you are all set. which was not the case, which was not the case. Yeah. And it was not so easy the way they used to say that, okay, you go to Bangalore, you have done MBA, you go to Bangalore, you'll get a job, and next day you are getting 1 lakh in hand, and then you are all set. Yeah. So it was, they used to sell ki, jaise ki kaun banega crorepati ke serial se kam samay mein meri job lag jayegi aur main bilkul all set ho jane wali hu, mere sare sapne ek hi mahine mein mere poore ho jane wale hain. And I came with that imagination and expectation to Bangalore. And within a week sab kuch khatam ho gaya, sara ka sara mera jitna expectation visualization about myself I had come. So it was shattered. It was like shattered. And I was thinking that forget about getting to job. I have to think, how do I survive here? I had come to that point. Yeah. And then for a year time without the job, and the time was passing by, the pressure was being built by the family, and we used to every other day we used to think of giving up. Okay, bahut ho gaya, ab humse nahi hoga, we should go back to the world we left. And when I came to Bangalore, I told them I'm not going to come to this place, and I'm not going to live to that life. And after a month, I was thinking, what did I say? I shouldn't have told that. Yeah. And the time was testing like anything. So lot of tests by time, by universe, by our capacity, our capability, our education. So we had gone through it, and then after a year, I got a job and started working. And in between, in all these times, I writing kafi chhod hi diya tha lagbhag. And after some time, I picked up. So in this 2-3 years, I just maine kabhi likhna ka kaam kuch kiya hi nahi. Uske baad then I picked up, and and then I restarted.
Wow. You have no clue how much this inspiring the stories. And there are two kind of situations, one in which you get the freedom from the family, and you do like the things, like, you know what I mean. And this another scenario in which the family limitations, you know, again, agar aap chahte to aap wahin pe rehte, but aapne wo pinjre ko tod ke, you have started your own, and you are independent, dude, and that's what makes you
My family was never supportive, because they didn't know that how a educated life look like, or how a independent woman look like, because they unhone kabhi dekha hi nahi hai ki kisi independent woman kaise rehti hai, wo kya karti hai, how their lifestyle is, and how they come up with that, and how do they take care of other things apart from that. They have never dreamt of it. So that could be the reason they were not supportive of it, because they were clueless that how will you do that. And even I was clueless that how will I do that, but I had this so I have this calling ki nahi mujhe ye karna hai, I will fail. And in 99% I was sure that I'm gonna fail, but I said for that 1% I'm gonna try this, I'm gonna go ahead with this, and I will give it a try. Let's see whatever happens, and I'm gonna face whatever happens. Yes, no, good, bad, success, failure, whatever is there after a year for me, whatever God has decided, I'm gonna face it, and face it with dignity, face it with all my capacity is what I thought, and then I moved ahead.
Facing it with dignity, absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
What was the family's reaction after?
Family reaction was okay, good, you've done a great job, now come back to the point. So they first of all they were like clueless, how did she do that, how who gave the job, are you sure? So they took time to believe that okay, something like this could have happened. Okay, fine, she has done that. Okay, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. Okay, yeah, that I think that's that's in reality, she's not lying. So it takes time to believe. I come from a family where मेरे घर में कोई पढ़ा लिखा नहीं है. द सबसे ज्यादा जो कोई पढ़ा लिखा है वो है फिफ्थ स्टैंडर्ड, फिफ्थ और सिक्स्थ, दैट्स इट. So for them to understand this IT world and the Silicon City is not even in the dream.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Even
so
like
what
when
they have never
compare...
seen. Yeah. So what they have never seen, they cannot understand that.
Yeah.
So obviously, I can understand their position or their point of view, but at some point of time, you should also have the freedom to let yourself free. That
True.
At least you should follow your dream at least once in life. At least let this life not go in waste, and let's not die with the regret that okay, I could have done this and I didn't do that because of kya kahenge log. So
yes.
Yeah.
So like there are many friends of mine, and like generally if we'll say like I'm from Ahmedabad, and the thing is like here what we can say like parents do spend a lot of time and even money apne bete ya betiyo mein, and they prepare them like something like robots and stuff, and so much of like into the career, you need to make career, and they are behind the like apne bachcho ke hamesha saath rehte, and wo fir padha likha ke again IT Bangalore, and even Ahmedabad mein abhi kafi zyada boom mein hai. So the situations, the story for the kids here or any other state is like generally quite easy, but when we speak about your story, आपने कहा कि फिफ्थ स्टैंडर्ड से ऊपर कोई पढ़ा नहीं, एंड देयर वर अ लॉट ऑफ बाउंड्रीज, बट स्टिल यू गॉट आउट ऑफ द ट्रैप एंड यू आर वर्किंग इन बैंगलोर इन एन आईटी कंपनी. दैट्स एन अचीवमेंट ऑलरेडी.
सो जैसे कि एज यू सेड कि आजकल पेरेंट्स इतना प्रेशराइज करते हैं अपने बच्चों को, ये करना है तुम्हें, वो बनना है. हाँ, बट ऐसे भी पेरेंट्स हैं जिन्हें ये पता ही नहीं है कि उन्हें बच्चों को कौन से स्कूल में डालना है. इफ यू दिल्ली मुंबई बैंगलोर अहमदाबाद इज जस्ट 10% ऑफ इंडिया. 80% ऑफ इंडिया इज अनएजुकेटेड स्टिल, एंड वी डोंट हैव मनी टू ईट. सो देर आर फैमिलीज, देर आर पेरेंट्स, दे डोंट नो व्हाट बुक इज, दे डोंट नो व्हाट फूड इज, दे डोंट नो हाउ टू सर्वाइव. सो how will they think about education? How will they think about the career, which company you should go? They can't even read the spelling of the company. There are the families, 50%, like 130 crore mein aapko aadhi janta yahi milegi jo company ka naam nahi pad sakte hain sahi se, to wo apne bachcho ke bare mein ye soch bhi nahi sakte. So there are this side of the world, but there are the other side of the world too. They are suffering and they don't know that they are suffering. That's the worst part of it. They are just going into this uneducated thinking and the shit every day, and they don't know what they're doing. They don't know which hole they're just pushing themselves each and every day by not getting up and doing for themselves. They're not getting food on time, education on time. They don't have proper place to live. So in those scenario, for those families, for those places, like you're talking to me, and you should literally come to my place and see that, like me, there are lakhs and lakhs of families who live just beside my house. And we have shared the same life like all 20, 30 years. And they are the same still. So, yeah, even though the time has changed, but did they change themselves? No.
Yes.
Yeah. So the situation here, the reality is far, far, far beyond what we see and what is told to us. That's what I would say. In the rural India, in the small town, it is like real struggle. Yeah.
I think like there are two kind of scenarios in which like one is like spoon feeding the kids each and every step.
Yes.
Always.
And like, both the scenarios easy. Are not being good for them. Both the scenarios.
Of course. Absolutely. But still, like if there is an easy way and there is this so hard way, we'll always be inspired with hard ways. Like, and the other point is like, I'm very sure that as you started from almost nothing, I think
zero or minus, I would say
I think this will, I'm very sure that your daughter is super duper lucky to have you as a mother, because whatever things you have faced, you won't, I think, pass it. And I think that will be a whole different kind of journey for your daughter. I'm very sure.
Yeah. So both the side, like this side of the world is pressurizing their children to do this. And this side of the world is saying not do this. In both the scenario, we are not helping them. In both the scenario, we are not letting be themselves. So what I have learned and what I want to do as a mother when she grows up, I want to tell her that first you need to know what you are. You can go to any school, any college at the age of 30, 40, 50 also if you really want to gain knowledge or be educated. But you need to know what your choices are. You need to know who you are, who you really are, and what you want to follow in your life, what you want to become, and how you want your life to be. You want to become an artist, musician, you want to get into sports or whatever. You tell me your first choice. I don't want to force my opinions onto you. And as a mother, for me, it is not easy to be opinionless, because I will always have my opinion on basis of my experience and my learnings and my past life. It has formed a perception inside me regarding the woman's security, education, and the lifestyle. Okay, so as a next generation, I cannot be opinionless, but there is a difference I can make. And there's a thing which I can tell her, because one day you are also going to be the mother of your children. So what are you going to do? And how are you going to change the scenario? Otherwise, the same thing is going to continue year on year, generation by generation. So at some point of time, you have to take a step. You have to, fight with your own thoughts and change it. Change it for the good. Change it for the good of the world, for the society, for this, for the future of your next generation. Let them be what they want to be and respect their opinion as well. First, you have to respect their choices, that what exactly they want to do. And then you can give your suggestion. You cannot be a showstopper for them, that you cannot be an artist. How will you survive? No, it doesn't work like that. As a parent, our job should not be to suffocate our kids. Right? We have to let them live free. We have to tell them that, see, this is how the freedom looks. So jab tum free rahoge to tumhari life aisi rahegi. We have to show them. We have to make them feel this. Ki freedom ki feel kya hoti hai? Ye hoti hai freedom ki feel. 1947 ke baad wali freedom nahi hai. Tumhari life mein kaun si freedom hai? Tumhe wo feel karna hai. Unless you feel the freedom, you will not know how to live the life. And you will waste 30 years of until graduation. You will waste your life searching for here and there, fighting for this and that.
Wow.
So, yeah, as a parent, that's where we can make a difference. What is gone is gone. We cannot change it. But let's try to change it now.
I think this is very right. And I totally believe in this line in which, like, it says, like, I've thought about it, like, if you'll agree to it, like, ek pita to apna job nibha raha hai ek bete ko paise dekar, aur wo bete ki umar 20 saal ki hai, lekin agar wo paise usne le liye to shayad wo apna role nahi nibhaa. Totally believe that at certain point of age you should stop being dependent on parents. At certain point of age you need to break out those things and khud ke pairon pe khade rehne wali cheez.
और खुद के पैरों पर खड़े रहने की कोई लिमिट नहीं है, या कोई, देयर इज नो स्टार्ट पॉइंट और एंड पॉइंट. यू कैन बी इंडिपेंडेंट फाइनेंशियली, इमोशनली, ऑलवेज. एंड दैट्स व्हाट यू शुड एम टू इन योर लाइफ. इफ यू वांट टू लिव इट फुली, यू शुड ऑलवेज एम टू लिव इट इंडिपेंडेंटली एंड फ्रीली. व्हाई बीइंग डिपेंडेंट ऑलवेज फॉर द मनी, फॉर द सपोर्ट, फॉर द वर्ड्स, फॉर योर डेली थिंग्स ऑन अदर्स, when you yourself can do it? There's no difference between what you can do at 20 years, you can do it at 25 also, or you can do it at 15 also. If your health and wealth allow, you should clearly do that. That's what my opinion is. Let's not wait for an age that when I'm 25 ka ho jaunga, tab main apne pairon pe khada hunga, ya tab main wahan jaunga. No, if you can do it now, you should do it now. Beyond now is late.
It's like Sneha ma'am, I want to say that I have met a lot of people who aim to go to foreign and to settle their life there. I have met a lot of people जिनका सपना ये होता है कि उनको बड़े हो गए फॉरेन जाना है, फॉरेन जाके क्या करना है वो नहीं पता, बस सिर्फ पैसे कमाने और घर पे भेजने. एंड देन जब मैं आपकी स्टोरी सुना, मुझको जेन्युइनली बहुत ही गर्व भी हुआ दैट मैं आपसे बात कर रहा हूँ. और जेन्युइनली मुझे ये फील होता है कि जैसी जैसे आप जैसी कहानी होती है जहाँ पे सारे चेंज को ब्रेकआउट करके इंसान बाहर निकलता है और उसके पास सर्वाइवल के लिए पैसे नहीं होते, बट स्टिल वो आज कहाँ है. एंड मोर देन के वो कहाँ पे है, उनका जो अप्रोच रहा है, उनके जो मिशंस रहे वो बहुत बड़े रहे, रेदर देन जस्ट गोइंग फॉरेन एंड टू अर्न फ्यू बक्स. उनके मिशन उतने खोखले.
मैं भी यही सोचती हूँ कि कहाँ से कैसे भी ज्यादा इम्पोर्टेंट होता है. कहाँ तो आप डिसाइड कर लोगे, बट कैसे वो भी जरूरी है, और क्यों भी बहुत जरूरी है उस चीज के लिए कि आप ये क्यों कर रहे हो और आप वो कैसे कर रहे हो. वो ये दोनों पहलू भी जब सही होते हैं और साथ में होते हैं तो मुझे लगता है कि वो ज्यादा बेहतर होता है. कि ना सिर्फ कि कहाँ जाना है, वो तो कहीं ना कहीं पहुंच जाओगे, कभी ना कभी तो हो जाओगे, लेकिन आप कैसे गए हैं, अगर वो आपका रास्ता ही आपका सही नहीं है तो आप पहुंचने के बाद उस चीज को कितना खुश, मतलब कितने उसमें से आप हैप्पीनेस डेराइव कर पाओगे.
मिशंस बहुत बड़े होने चाहिए लाइफ में, ये कह सकते हैं.
So, dream big, as they say.
And do not get influenced with the things easily.
Easily, yeah. Yes.
Perfect. It was, ma'am, to be very frank, on a serious note, it was very inspiring. And to speak to you, I feel so lucky and so good. Of course, like we planned this podcast few months earlier, but thankfully, finally we did it. And yes, a lot of things to explore, and hopefully we'll explore with your next book and we'll get connected.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Any last message to all the listeners?
Be who you are. Don't copy.
Wow. So it was lovely talking to you, ma'am. Thank you so much again for your time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. So yes, to all the listeners, this was one of the best podcasts I've recorded. And as I said to this in this episode that, you know, there is this story, like when I see people nowadays, as I mentioned that, you know, people going foreign and they don't have dreams bigger. The dreams are like very cliche, Western culture influenced. Or jisne jo kiya waisa main karunga. But I think as an artist or as a writer, I have always thought about, you know, having great dreams. And I think this interview, this podcast is an example of Sneha's story in which she not only dreamt big, but she also believed in the actions and she did it. And thankfully we spoke to her. And yes, very motivating. And milte hai agle episode mein. Tab tak ke liye, keep reading and keep listening Bookishree Podcast. Thank you.